Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1333 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek called life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, there are times when I feel so much like a coward. I don't stand up for what I feel is important, even when it comes to defending my faith. Do you have any tips that can help me to gain courage? So today we'll look at overcoming being a coward. For most people, they struggle with fear, self-doubt, and lack of faith that God has everything under control. Even Joshua, who was Moses' understudy for nearly 40 years, needed God's encouragement before taking over the leadership of the nation of Israel. Joshua chapter 1 verses 6 through 9 tells us, "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Let me tell you about another story. John Gallagher was a young officer under George Washington in the Revolutionary War. He failed miserably during the Battle of Bunker Hill and was dismissed from the army for behaving as a coward. On his papers, General Washington wrote this, "Cowardice a crime, for all others the most injurious, and the last to be forgiven." To his credit, though, Callender allowed his shame and embarrassment to move him to try to make up for what he had done to redeem his good name. He didn't join the Redcoats. He didn't commit suicide. Instead, he re-enlisted as a private and behaved with such obvious courage at the Battle of Long Island that Washington revoked his earlier sentence and reinstated him as a captain. The story of John Gallagher has a lesson in it for all of us. Nobody goes through life without episodes of weakness, failure, and humiliation. Those with courage to begin again are the people to be respected. It isn't easy to be honest with oneself about failure and sin. The tendency is to be defensive and proud. I know that is for me. Scripture holds that such a spirit hinders forgiveness, and we can find this in James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. "And he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God oppresses the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor." In other words, it isn't easy to be honest with oneself about failure and sin, but God will lift us up. In spite of the difficulty in starting again from scratch, there is even a way to learn from past failures and to achieve success that might have otherwise been impossible. and beginning again anew, this time you know the things to avoid, the dangerous temptations that can turn you back from their goal, and the frailties within your own personality. Having failed and knowing what contributed to your failure, you can take steps to make success far more likely in your new effort. Few people have ever failed Jesus more miserably than Peter. He was a chosen apostle, a special friend to the Lord, and a leader among his peers. He promised the Lord that he would be faithful even if all others turned away. Yet Peter fled when Jesus was arrested and denied him three times in a high priest's court. When Jesus later gave Peter a chance to begin again, he took it and made the best of it and became the leading apostle in building God's kingdom. The story of redemption and restoration can be found in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 23. Let me share that story with you. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know that I love you." "Feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to let him know what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw behind him the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during the supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, just follow me." So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" Look at your situation. Are you any worse off than Peter? If you are grieving your failure, sin, and confusion, have the courage to throw yourself on God's mercy and to ask him for help to begin again. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,332 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally. Listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.